You're listening to Morning Edition on WMUK. I'm Gordon Evans. It took 14 rounds of voting, but Battle Creek City Commissioners selected Deb Owens as mayor and Lynn Ward Gray as vice mayor last night. The commission deadlocked for several hours, split between Owens and David Walters, who's been Battle Creek's mayor for the past year. Battle Creek Inquirer reporter Jennifer Bowman spent a long night covering the Battle Creek City Commission meeting, but she's kind enough to join us this morning. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So why did it take so long to finally arrive at the point where Deb Owens was selected mayor and Lynn Ward Gray vice mayor?
Well, so for a couple weeks, there's been Deb Owens has been interested in mayor. The problem with last night was that there were only eight commissioners present. Commissioner Susan Baldwin was absent. She was recovering from surgery. And so that left a tie. And there were four commissioners who, including Owens, who were in fierce support of Owens and the other four in fierce support of Walters. And it really didn't change through 14 rounds of voting. They, you know, sided off with each other in little groups trying to sway one another to go the other way during these recesses. But it just wasn't happening until the very end, until about 10 minutes before midnight. They had already gone through a regular meeting and went back to their organizational meeting. And to many people's surprise, I think Owens included, Walters switched his vote and voted for Owens.
And what was the reason that David Walters gave for switching his vote from himself to Owens after many hours and many rounds of voting?
Well, I don't know if it was just the fact that he's so tired from 14 rounds of voting, but, you know, in the commission chambers, there were a few people who actually stuck around other than myself in that four-hour meeting. And you could hear the groans, you could hear the sighs. And I think, you know, at one point, even Commissioner Gray had said, thanked the people who had stayed there and said, you know, I understand that this is frustrating and you're going through all of it with us. And I think that kind of played a role in how these commissioners are going back and forth. And when I spoke to Walters after the meeting, he said, you know, we've been divisive enough, and I just think this is bigger than me, and I think it's time, you know, that I just let Owens take it. And, you know, it's a commission that, for the most part, over the last year, had kind of done a little better. They've kind of been plagued with a little bit of dysfunction and discord before that, and it kind of seemed to just rise up last night until Walters switched his vote, and ultimately Commissioner Scherzer, who was supporting Walters, followed suit.
So as you noted, Commissioner Susan Baldwin was not there last night because she's recovering from surgery. There were a couple of moments, I guess, where people suggested maybe we don't have to make this decision tonight, meaning last night. Why was it decided that they had to go ahead and pick a mayor and vice mayor last night rather than wait for Susan Baldwin to come back and presumably break the tie?
Sure. Well, that was another split vote, and it did not get the five votes, another tie with that. That was a motion put on the table to wait until Commissioner Susan Baldwin came. She's expected to return for the December 2nd meeting. And some said, hey, listen, we have nine commissioners for a reason. It's for situations just like this. But there are other commissioners, and I think this is really when the meeting got most contentious, where they accused, you know, this voting block of waiting until Baldwin so Walters can get his vote. And there was accusations of spouses getting involved with Facebook messages, and it's kind of where the meeting got turned really ugly. But ultimately, they couldn't get the five votes. It was another split vote, and they just didn't wait. Some of them made the argument that there have been plenty key decisions made with commissioners absent, just like the city manager vote earlier this year.
Deb Owens made a comment that you quote in your story that maybe this signifies that Battle Creek should have a different way of selecting their mayor. What is she getting at there?
So there, you know, with our form of government, the city commission elects among itself a vice mayor and a mayor. And from last night, she said this is a perfect example of why we need to at least revisit how that is the case. The charter is a little outdated with it. The fact that commissioners serve 2-year terms, but a mayor and vice mayor are elected once a year, that has to do with the fact that they used to serve 1-year terms. So there's always been talk of, you know, revisiting that. Actually, a decade ago, a Blue Ribbon Committee actually looked at that, the city of Battle Creek, and ultimately decided that that was not the way to go. But that's something that never really goes away. There's many in the community who think that's the way to go, and there's many actually who were following along last night and said this is the perfect example of why we should directly elect the mayor. Other cities do it, but it would mean possibly changing the whole form of government. We have a strong city manager form of government, and usually when you directly elect a mayor, that's going to have to change.
We have about 30 seconds left. Jennifer, one has to wonder, after hearing about 14 rounds of deadlocked voting and references to divisiveness amongst the commissioners themselves, will there be problems with this group working together as they go forward?
You know, they were really hopeful that's not the case and that they were going to work to change that. Of course, that's not to forget the fact that just a couple years ago, this commission was very divided and there was dysfunction. I don't think many commissioners on the commission would disagree with that. So it really remains to be seen how it'll work out after this.
Jennifer, thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Battle Creek Inquirer reporter Jennifer Bowman on last night's Battle Creek City Commission meeting. Deb Owens has been selected by fellow commissioners as the new mayor of Battle Creek and Lynn Ward Gray as vice mayor. You're listening to Morning Edition on WMUK.